Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
As this key group of lawmakers is pushing toward a vote, this has to do with one big, beautiful bill. House Budget Committee charging toward a key vote today on the GOP bill, filled, of course, with President Trump's priorities, which he says is a mandate from you or us, we the people, even as a group of others, a smaller group threatening to block it. What's going on with this more than 1,000-page bill dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act? And, of course, that brings us to somebody who's talking about state and local tax deductions and what's going on here, U.S. Congressman Ryan McKenzie. We always love updating with you. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Dawn. Always great to be back on the show.
Yes, yeah, it's great to have you as always. And I want to get into it a little bit as far as your how you view this.
We're at a point where we have probably 95% of this bill ironed out in the House. And then Monday, there is going to be a rules committee. That's kind of the last opportunity to make changes. And hopefully we will see some minor changes that people are still talking about on all kinds of different issues. Iron those things out, get the agreement that we need amongst 218 members to get it through the House and get it over to the Senate. They'll start their work. And ultimately get one big, beautiful bill that will help secure our border, cut taxes for working families, support seniors, do so many other positive things like unleashing American energy independence and just really get this country and the economy taken off like a rocket ship if we can get this passed.
Yeah, you sound hopeful. I think you're a half glass full kind of a guy. Congressman McKenzie, if I could say that, but you sound hopeful.
Typically the case. Yes, that's accurate.
What is the holdup with this? And I know you were just putting out on social media, you were talking about different tax deductions and caps on high income earners and tax relief for people who need it most. Can you take us through a little bit of that and then as well point out maybe what you think the holdups are?
Absolutely. So there are a number of different issues. First, the one that you're talking about is what we call the SALT deduction. Yeah. So that stands for state and local taxes. And in the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, it limited the amount of state and local taxes that you could deduct on your federal taxes to $10,000. And a lot of people, even in our area, have high property taxes, and then you add on top of your state income taxes, maybe your local income taxes, you can easily be over that $10,000 threshold. And so you're losing the ability to deduct that on your federal income taxes. And so there has been a desire, especially driven by, you know, higher tax states, to increase the amount that you could deduct. And so right now where the negotiation stands is that would be updated to $30,000, but then also putting in place an income cap, making sure that really high income earners aren't going to be the ones that are benefiting from this, really trying to help middle and lower income people. And, you know, it sounds like a lot, $10,000, but you can easily see how a senior who has been in their home in a long time, but they're in a growth area, the value of their home has gone up. They may have high property taxes, but they don't necessarily have high income. And so this would be something that could help somebody in a situation like that. So they're trying to negotiate that particular point, and hopefully they'll come to a resolution on that front. But then there are two other big categories of changes that are being considered. First is on Medicaid. And the big changes that we've been talking about are very reasonable reforms that I think a lot of people, and certainly a majority of people, would agree with. The two categories are eliminating benefits for illegal immigrants. Many states, not Pennsylvania, but many other states have expanded their health care options to include illegal immigrants. We don't think that's appropriate to be spending federal taxpayer dollars even on administering programs like that. Second is adding a work requirement. Because of the expansion that was done to Medicaid through Obamacare, Medicaid is no longer just the traditional population of individuals with disabilities, pregnant women, low-income seniors. It's now been expanded to include a lot of able-bodied adults without dependents, but they're low-income individuals. And so we have work requirements for things like SNAP and food assistance programs. And so this would be a big change for Medicaid to include and incorporate a work requirement. But for able-bodied adults that are, you know, without dependents at home, I think this is a very reasonable and appropriate change to say if you're going to be getting Medicaid or medical assistance, you should be looking for a job, working, volunteering, mm-hmm. doing something to contribute and be a part of society. And so that's the second big change. And then third, there is a category of, you know, the traditional waste, fraud, and abuse. We see that people aren't getting checked as often as they should. And so there's status changes. Maybe they've gotten a higher income and they're working and no longer eligible, but that isn't updated but for right now about every year. And so just more frequent checks to make sure eligibility is being maintained, tighten up some of these loopholes that do get abused from time to time. So those are the big things we're talking about in Medicaid. Now, there are some newer items that were added over the last weekend that I think we're looking at more closely, smaller issues, but still every detail and everything matters in policy. So we want to get those things ironed out. And then finally, I'll talk about SNAP. So this is food assistance. And this is, you know, a program for low-income individuals to be able to receive food assistance. There are obviously instances where many people rely on that and need that kind of assistance. But similarly, looking to make sure that work requirements are being honored, illegal immigrants aren't receiving those benefits, tighten up some of these things, because in that category of waste, fraud, and abuse, what we see is some states have no skin in the game in this. It's a federally funded program, but state administered. And so they have very high what we call air rates. They're paying out benefits to people that are not eligible. Sometimes 20% of the payments that certain states are making are to ineligible recipients. And so we're saying if you are doing something like that, you're going to have a higher share that you're actually going to be on the hook for. So just trying to make sure that we align the state interest with the federal interest, making sure that only eligible recipients are receiving the funding. But we do need to iron out some things in that language as well. So these are, I think, a lot of positive reforms. And again, I would say we're 95% there, but we just need to iron out some final details to make sure we're doing it right.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
And U.S. Congressman Ryan McKenzie at Representative McKenzie. I just posted, you made comments from yesterday's Homeland, or 2 days ago, I guess, the Homeland Security hearing, talking about, unfortunately, the hampered efforts of federal law enforcement, maybe local too, endangering communities with regard to what's going on in our region. Because we're limited, I wanted to just jump ahead to something that I've been mentioning all week and paying tribute. And this is, and I also reposted our First Lady Melania Trump. She had posted the White House in blue. As we think about across the nation, law enforcement at every level, and this is Police Week, obviously, and in D.C., but I know there are many events even through tomorrow. And you had such a beautiful post, and I would ask if you could just talk about this as far as our Pennsylvania law enforcement officers who are added to the D.C. Memorial and what that means to you personally.
Recognizing, honoring, thanking our law enforcement. We'll be doing some activities with law enforcement over the weekend in honor of Police Week. And as you mentioned, unfortunate instances where those have lost their lives here in Pennsylvania, being recognized down in D.C. And then I was also honored to carry the legislation in Pennsylvania, which passed, became law last year as a state representative before I left the state house, that now creates a new recognition in Pennsylvania, a Keystone First Responders Award for all first responders who lose their lives in the line of duty, keeping Pennsylvania safe. And now they get special recognition in Pennsylvania from the governor every year as well. So just want to thank them, thank their families, and everybody involved in keeping our communities safe as well, because they put their lives on the line every single day to protect all of us. And we're grateful for that. And then, you know, we do need to back them up as legislators. We passed a number of pieces of legislation this week to help law enforcement out. And we do need to push back against these terrible sanctuary city policies that are blocking and obstructing law enforcement. That's what's going on in Northampton County. The county executive, Lamont McClure, continues to side with violent, illegal criminals, releasing them on the streets, putting federal law enforcement in jeopardy as they have to stake out a courthouse and wait, you know, potentially as somebody could try to escape, or there could be a scene in an uncontrolled environment, and just really bad, dangerous policy that local elected officials are doing in these sanctuary cities. We need to stand up, do the right thing, protect law enforcement, keep our community safe. And that's what I'm doing. That's what we need to do. And we need to make sure that everybody else who is in elected office is going to do that same thing and do the right thing for our communities and our country.
U.S. Congressman Ryan McKenzie, thank you so much.
Oh, you're the best, Don. Have a great weekend.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.